what you'll do during this breakout, if it works properly, is one of you will think of a condition that you want to work on. You mention how long ago it began. If you don't want to, you don't even have to name, you know, it's suggested you name the name of the condition, but you don't even have to do that, but I suggest you do. And then answer all the questions and the questions that follow up after the questions I talked about, and then trade partners. We will ideally spend a half an hour on this process, about 15 minutes each, should be able to get 95% of you with a clear, concise answer. So that's the idea. So Jennifer, why don't we...
Oh, ask if anyone has any additional questions.
Does anybody have any additional questions about the exercise that will happen if we can get the technology to work? Okay, I don't see...
There's one for them.
Okay, so there is one question here. So, let's see. Okay, Jennifer is giving me too many directions at the same time. Okay, Dorian, you are online. What's up? Okay, I'll get your mic again. All right. Yeah, go ahead,
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes, when you say that... that we're going to come up with a concise answer, does that mean the thing that where everything resonates together, all the emotions they connect with?
Yeah.
With what? I mean.
Okay. When you've answered all the questions that are on the list, and the person feeds, you know, them back to you. Well, let's see. Was there a situation where you felt A, B, C, D, and E, and you go, oh, well, sounds like my relationship with my dad or my ex or whatever it is. And so, well, let's see if it fits. And then you go through all 30 or 40 of the replies, and they all fit like a glove. Wow. Then you have a concise answer, and that's what we're looking for.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Jennifer, why don't you handle this?
Okay.
So Jennifer is now manning the controls, or woman in the controls, as is the case, maybe. Okay, so she's going to... okay, Darlene, you are on.
Okay, I'm wondering why it doesn't work on the partner. Why do you ask
Okay, I'm not hearing you. It sounds like you're underwater, and I can't understand what the words you're saying. Can you try to answer it, changing your phone system or something? I'm not understanding you. Hello? I can't hear you. Sorry about that. God, I really want to answer that question. Okay, Lynn, do you have a question? Hello, Lynn?
Yeah,
please.
No, I don't have a question.
Oh, you don't? You had your hand raised. All right, so that's not a question. I wish I could answer that other question. All right, we don't have a question. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to do the call, and if we're not able to succeed, we're going to have to do a refund. But we have one more question. I mean, here. Okay. So this is from Maury.
Yes. My question is, how do we know who our partner is, the name of the person, for example?
You will identify your partner with each other. You say, hello, and they'll say, hello. I said, I'm Joe, I'm Mary, and then you've got each other.
Oh.
So that's how you do it.
Okay.
There'll only be two, at most three people on the call. And we have one more question coming up here from Darlene. So Jennifer's going to mic Darlene in one of these days. So right down here, Jennifer.
Yes.
So, okay, Darlene.
Yes, hello, Richard. Yeah. I was on Skype, and so I'm on the phone now.
Okay.
My question was, this process is supposed to work, and you're supposed to be able to do it on yourself as well as with another partner. Although
yes.
It's more effective with another partner.
Right.
Why couldn't we make our choice, and if we chose to work with it with just you, and then you asked the question two or three times, and we responded and wrote all our own notes down and went through the whole process, why couldn't we do that today by choice?
Yeah, we can try that, and that is a good alternate resort to the giving up. The problem with that, and I'm not against it entirely, is that it's about three times harder to do it on
yourself. That's okay, though. I would really like to learn the process. I've been struggling with anxiety for a year and a half, and I'd do anything to clear it.
I understand. Okay, well, we can give it a try, but it's going to be a lot harder to do that. Here we seem to have another call. So Jennifer is clicking in. Lynn.
Yes, I just had another suggestion. If the breakout doesn't work, maybe you could see how people would feel about you having a volunteer, working with a volunteer that we could all listen to.
Okay, yeah, I could. Yeah, we could do it that way. Yeah, that is a, you know, we can probably do that. That is a very good idea. Okay, the idea is of me working with a few people out loud so they can hear how it works. And then we could probably pass phone numbers off for people. Many of you can make calls. Other people can work by yourselves. Yeah.
Okay,
we're going to try to get the breakout working. We have one more question.
Okay,
Jennifer is going to switch over. And this is Kathy. You have a question?
Yes, and I think you just hit on it, was if the breakout doesn't work, if you go ahead and go through the material that you have for the rest of the day, and then email us our partner's numbers, and we can call each other.
Yeah. That's what we'll do. We'll definitely do that now. Okay, excellent ideas, everybody. Thank you so much. We're going to try the breakout now. And what I want to say is this process is really elegant. It works really smoothly almost all the time. Sometimes it's more of a challenge, but the first time it's more of a challenge than it usually is later times. But what I do in this class is I'm going to download all the information to you as fully and completely as I can. And then, typically when I'm teaching a weekend workshop with this material, I teach everything about the class that really is crucial on Saturday. And Sunday is the day when people are just working with the material, asking questions, banging it around. But by the end of Sunday, everybody feels like they own the material. It's their workshop. They can do the stuff. They have the power to really figure it out, and they own it. So we're off to a little bit of a bumpy start, but I think that everything's going to be just fine. So unless anybody have a question right now before we take a break? Raise your hand. Just press 1. Okay, see a couple questions here. We've got Jorge. You're on.
Hi, Richard. I just want to ask, I don't hear so well. We are going to have 1 hour break right now, or?
Yeah, we're going to take a 1 hour break.
Okay.
And
perfect.
That way we'll make up at least a half an hour of the lost time, because we had planned for an hour and a half break. We'll just take a 1 hour break, and that way we'll have made up at least a half an hour of our lost time.
Perfect.
Okay. And I will pick up Henry's call. Hello, Henry.
Hi, Richard.
Hi.
Is this the time to ask a question about something that happened in the breakout, or would you prefer to close?
Yeah, we can do that now. I've still got. We'll just talk for another few minutes, and then we'll take the break for the hour.
Okay. When you suggest that people work with, if they have recurring issues or concerns that they work with, what is most powerfully affecting them in the moment?
Yes.
But that time limit, they may not have an emotional trigger, that their trigger may go further back than that.
That's okay.
So can we just keep working backward, or how would
The main thing is you want to just gather all the symptoms that you can find. That's the main thing you're wanting to do, is just look for every symptom that you can write down that's related to the situation, because they will all have resonance. So maybe there were 3 outbreaks of this condition, or 3 times that the thing hurt. And what you can do is you can just kind of bring up all the emotions and symptoms of it, because it's all a picture of the hologram, of the bigger picture, and it will get you there. The more you practice this, the easier it gets, okay?
Yeah, no, I could feel that there was resonance, but it didn't fit the time frame that they had given. So that was why I'm wondering, is there any other time beyond, before that where you felt these? Could you ask that question?
Well, I wouldn't really go there. I would just go for the symptoms.
Okay.
Because the emotions, the symptoms, what else do you feel because you have this condition? What else do you feel because you have this condition? Mm-hmm. Keep working in that area, because you got to keep it present and pertinent.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good. Yeah, looks like we have a couple more questions before we break. Okay, Kathy?
Yes. If I am working on someone, am I supposed to see the connections and identify emotions, or is the person you're working on supposed to see
that? That's exactly how it works. What I say is, was there a situation in your life that had some of these components? And I list a few of them, and they say, it sounds like my relationship with my ex or something. And then I'll say, let's see if it fits. And then I walk through very carefully, and they're going, yep, that one's true, that one's true, that one's true. They're the one who says, oh, my God, I never tell another person what's true. I only listen to them, and they tell me what's true. Okay?
Okay.
Great. Yeah, I don't tell other people what's true. They tell me what's true, all right?
Okay.
Okay, Sherry, we got you on now.
Yes, hi. While you were giving us the material, I had this this powerful knowing that my issue was something the website business that I've been developing not.
Yeah.
And then when I was in with my partner, who did a great job, I got this other profound sense that it was really triggered by this upset in a relationship that I had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my gut is that that it's a relationship, but could it also, could there also be a remnant of this other issue and it's just not as powerful? Can they both be contributing?
Yes, they actually can be related and overlapping. What often happens, this is the most typical thing I've heard, let me put this off here, this is a really typical and good question. By the way, we're hearing some sound from other people, so maybe we can mute everybody for the moment.
No, don't mute everyone.
Okay, I won't mute anybody. I haven't done that. All right. Jennifer's writing over in case I do something stupid. I just am hearing a little bit of tone going on in the background. So a little echo, too. Hey, Jennifer's working. It's really hard for me to concentrate while she's doing this. What goes on is that there, somebody says, oh, I've been stressing myself out. That's why I got the cold. Or I know this thing in my life is really bothering me. Like, let's call it the website has been really bothering me. But the one that shows up when you ask the questions is the relationship. The website may have overtones of the relationship issues, but the relationship is usually the real one. It's the big one, the one that just has the juice behind it. And so that's really where it comes in. And so what I think we'll do now is we will take a one-hour break from now. We'll come back, whatever your clock says. My clock says 1:03:23. But whatever your clock says, we'll come back exactly an hour from now. We'll continue the conversation. We'll have made up a half an hour on the break for the lost time, and we'll be just great for the rest of the workshop. So I will see you then, and check your watches.